We start hour number two by talking Cincinnati Reds baseball. We are joined right now by left fielder for the Reds. He went 1-for-3 with a home run in last night's win over Pittsburgh, 8-1. He's got 9 home runs and 15 runs batted in the last 22 games alone. 9 of his last 14 hits are home runs. He's tied for 9th in the NL with 14 bombs. He was signed by the Reds to a minor league contract in February, and the Reds are at home against Pittsburgh tonight. Derek Dietrich is my guest. Derek, good to have you on. How are you?
Jim, what's up? Hey, man, how are you? Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good morning. Great to have you, Derek. I appreciate it. All right, so you homered last night as the team got a split in that day-night doubleheader with Pittsburgh. How satisfying was it to have that offensive explosion in the second game? And then what's to say about how good this team can be?
Yeah, we needed that second win. Anytime you're having a doubleheader like that and a team in your division, it was important. We needed to get in the win column there yesterday. And, the bats came around. You know, we've been really – the lineup's been clicking in the last few weeks. Our pitching has been solid, the best all year round, and we play quality defense. So, we're starting to click and hit on all cylinders.
Derek Dietrich joining us. Now, Derek, that home run you hit was an absolute bomb to right that nearly left the stadium altogether. So what was your thinking going into the at-bat, and then how did it feel when the ball left your bat?
My thinking going into that bat is similar to most of my at-bats. I'm trying to put my best swing on it and hit as hard as I possibly can. So nothing changes on that front. But that's a good one. When you hit it as clean as that, and it's almost like you don't even feel it off the bat. And it was nice. Anytime all of our guys, we enjoy hitting a ball like that, and we have a good time, and we celebrate each other, and it's been a fun go so far.
You know, which brings us to the next point, Derek. Like, I'll be honest, when I saw that home run, I pretty much just sat there and I admired it, and I didn't do the work. So how would you describe your reaction to that home run and then the jog around the bases?
I guess it's become the norm. When I hit a ball well like that, and just the way I want, and I'm able to back it up and stay behind my front leg and everything like that, it's just kind of been part of it. I mean, I actually practice that drill of staying back and staying behind the ball. And so anytime you get a chance to do that, and obviously, like you said, it's not easy to, so you gotta be able to celebrate and have fun and play the game. And it's a great feeling hitting a home run, no question.
Derek, I want to be very, very clear about this. I mean, in terms of celebrating that or taking a moment to kind of appreciate it, man, I love it. I love it. It is so good for the game. It's fun. Home runs are something that are supposed to be celebrated because they're so hard to do, except there's still people in the game that don't really understand that, right? They don't want guys hitting home runs and then admiring them. They want guys to hit a home run, immediately put their head down and run around the bases. Like, you know, when you did that against the Pirates back in April, you were thrown at. So what do you make of that thinking? Those who are still resisting this?
Well, I think if you're trying to do something to show up the pitcher or direct it at the pitcher or another team, I think that's one thing. But when you're celebrating and there's no bat flips, there's no, talking smack, there's nothing like that. It's a quick admire and a jog around the bases. I'm totally cool with that. Now, when you start directing stuff at, you know, the pitcher, the other team, then you're probably going to have a little bit of an issue. I think you just got to let the guys play. I'm all for, you know, let the kids play, let anyone play. Just play the game. This is a fun game. It's a tough game at times. So why not celebrate these little successes that we have in a day-to-day basis inside the game and go about your business and come ready to do it the next day. I think, baseball is going to be a-okay if everyone does that and takes care of themselves.
Derek Dietrich joining us. I like that a lot. You know, I've had other guys on the show, guys like Alex Bregman, who talk about how important it is to enjoy the game, have fun with the game, make the sport feel exciting, make it fun for kids. Is that a motivating factor for you too?
Absolutely. I mean, like I always say, I have the best job in the world. I play a game for a living. I played it my whole life. And I want to enjoy every second I can do this for as long as I get a chance to do this. So, you know, most of it's because we're having fun. I'm having fun with my teammates. I'm having fun in the dugout. I'm having fun on the field, in the clubhouse. You know, that's the name of the game. I think the more that we do that and we embrace that, the better off we're going to play. And obviously the more fun we're going to continue to have. So I'm all for that. I mean, this is the time where you can be yourself and just play and enjoy it and cherish the game of baseball.
Listen, winning is fun, mashing is fun, but you are going to make sure you're going to have some fun. I'll give you a great example. It's not just about the production, although you're putting up big numbers. Earlier in the season, there was a swarm of bees at the ballpark. Somebody comes onto the field in a makeshift beekeeper outfit. Reliever Jared Hughes says, quote, "At first we're saying, who is that? Then we realized this guy is way too jacked to be a beekeeper. No way that's a beekeeper. Sure enough, it's Derek," end quote, which is amazing. What was the thinking behind that, and how did you get that outfit together?
Yeah, I mean, so that was so last minute. I mean, we're in the dugout, and we're like, what's going on here? We're not starting the game, and they're talking about there's thousands of bees at home plate, and I'm like, well, we need a beekeeper, and I don't honestly know how this stuff hits me. It's none of this is premeditated or planned, so I just, like, jog back into the clubhouse. I look for the first white t-shirt or white shirt I can find, and happens to be our rookie sensation, Nick Senzel, a nice, cleanly buttoned down long sleeve. And I'm like, I'm putting this thing on over my uniform. I jog back out there, grab a helmet, and with help of the grounds crew, found a weed killer sprayer and threw it on my back. And I ran right out there and tried to take care of the problem, you know, just to, you know, lighten the mood. Obviously, we wanted to start the game and play ball, but, you know, it was just, I don't know, something that just came to me and hit me, and it kind of started a little bit of a momentum there for a few days of a couple funny things here and there, and, yeah, everyone had a good laugh at it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But it's not like it's a one-off, Derek, because you also worked up an electrician's outfit when the lights were not working in Oakland. But according to another teammate, the best look was when the team was wearing those 1911 uniforms, and you went with the handlebar mustache made of eye black. What was the thinking behind that, and then how pleased were you with the results, which included a home run? Like, that also worked.
Yeah, I mean, so it gets back to the teammates, man, and having fun with them. So one of our guys, Jesse Winker, outfielder, I was like, you know what, I'm going to put on a lot of eye black today, like a lot more than usual. And I was like, do you want to have a contest to put on more? And he's like, no, because I know you're going to win. I'm like, all right, then I'm going to put on like a mustache or something. He's like, let me draw it on. So I let him draw it on there, and I don't think he thought I was going to wear it outside of maybe the training room where we put it on, or maybe just during warmups. But I wore that thing the whole game, and it was a blast. And then to have hit three home runs on three consecutive pitches, go back to back to back with our guys, that was pretty sweet. So again, man, it gets back to having fun with our guys. Everyone's just so down to earth and just loves to have fun, play the game hard, and it just makes it a great atmosphere to do all of that.
Dude, Reds baseball has not been this fun in a long time. Derek Dietrich joining us. But if it were only about having fun, that'd be one thing. But you are crushing the ball this season, and to the point where your name is getting mentioned as a possible All-Star appearance, which is taking place in Cleveland, where you were born and where you went to high school. What would it mean to see a writing campaign start to get you into that game?
Yeah, that's a dream come true, obviously. Ever since I started playing the game, you know, I wanted the opportunity and I wanted a chance to, you know, play in the All-Star game. And if, you know, obviously if I'm deserving to be able to play in my hometown for my first All-Star game back in Cleveland, Ohio, that would be like the writing on the wall. It would be amazing. I you know, hopefully I have a chance. Sounds like I'll need some help from Cincinnati fans and baseball fans all over. But I mean, something that I've had circled from day one of probably once I found out last year where it was going to be in Cleveland, and something that I've wanted to, you know, work towards as a personal goal. And, you know, let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to it and hopefully being there in Cleveland.
And Derek, let's not forget about this, though. We're talking about you maybe being an All-Star. We're talking about you being in the top 10 in a number of categories, but you signed a minor league deal with the Reds back in February. What was your mindset once you got that deal? And then how'd you go about approaching spring training?
Obviously the off season was a little, things went down a little unexpectedly, as far as free agency, but I knew I was a major league player. I've always been a major league player. And, you know, once I had the opportunity and I knew that, you know, signing with the Reds was going to be the best one for me, I knew it was done. Get ready and go to work, take care of business. And, you know, from day one, I've felt welcomed from this organization. I felt like I had a great opportunity with this organization. And right now, I'm just taking advantage of each and every day that I have a chance to play for the Cincinnati Reds, and I'm loving every minute of it.
He is a member of the Reds. 9 home runs and 15 runs batted in the last 22 games alone. Again, the Reds are at home tonight against Pittsburgh. Derek Dietrich joining us and having fun with it. Derek, I really appreciate it, man. Great conversation. Keep doing you, and really nice to have you on the show.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, and I saw that you have a cat at home, and I'm sitting here as I'm doing my interview with you. I'm sitting with my cat, Reese, so we got that in common.
Dude, I love that. What kind of cat?
It's a tortoiseshell, a little tortoiseshell. I saved her, rescue.
Good for you, man.
She's like peanut butter.
I love that. Yeah. Nice job, Derek. Good. See, man, the legend grows. Great to have you. Yeah. So he's got a cat at home, too. My man, Derek Dietrich, thank you so much. Pick him up, Hawk. You're a cat guy. I do have to correct him. I do not have a cat at home. I've got two cats at home.